Since the 1950s, the U.S. State Department has been sending American musicians abroad as cultural ambassadors. Jazz greats like Louis Armstrong, Dave Brubeck, and Duke Ellington toured the world as an important part of Cold War diplomacy. Today, the State Department's American Music Abroad program sends musicians from all genres, jazz to bluegrass to hip-hop, to places where people don't often have opportunities to meet performers from the U.S. And this year, the Brooklyn-based group, the Beatbox House, joins the roster. They'll travel to Asia for beatbox competitions, workshops, collaborations with local artists, and community building. The Beatbox House is made up of 5 core members. That's Gene Shinozaki, Kenny Urban, Napalm, Amit, and Chris Solis. And Chris Solis and Gene Shinozaki join us now. Welcome.
Hello.
Wow, we said that in unison.
Yeah.
That
was
great. We are going to hear you guys beatbox, but I have to ask, and let me go to you first, Chris, how do you find out that you're good at this?
I think you spend a lot of time alone. Just really interested in something that's really obscure, like making all these interesting sounds with your mouth. But you never think to turn it into anything until you see someone else do it. And I think all of us in the group have a very unique story of how we came across beatboxing. All of us found it either through the internet or through competitions or just hearing it on the radio, and have committed our lives to doing this. And it's pretty rad because we're continuing to do this well into our 30s.
30s, wow.
I'm going to go to you next, awesome. Gene, but Chris, can you give us an example of maybe one of the sounds you do best, like a Chris Solis specialty?
Well, it's very interesting because I feel like I've spent so much of my time focusing on like my sense of time and my groove. I listened to like a lot of Dilla beat tapes and like Chris Daddy Dave and Jack DeJohnette and like a lot of drummers. So a lot of my style is based on just actually just drumming. So it's funny. Ironically, I don't have any special sounds myself, but a lot of beatboxers do.
Gene, yes. Let's go to you. How old were you when you kind of figured out that you were good at this, like really good at it?
Well, I've been studying music all my life, and I started out as a drummer, and I even went to Berklee College of Music in Boston as a drummer for about 2 years. School wasn't for me, unfortunately, so I dropped out, and after that, I was kind of contemplating how I can move forward with my career in music, and I found beatboxing. I instantly got addicted to it. I saw this guy named Reeps One from the UK, and he's big inspiration of mine, and he popularized electronic dubstep music, but he's doing it just with his mouth. And like Chris said, I was in solitude, freshly dropped out of college. You know, I have a lot of time on my hands, so I just practiced and practiced and practiced.
Okay, so what is a Gene specialty?
I'm heavily influenced by Bobby McFerrin, and he's able to make full compositions just with one voice. And I was really inspired by that. So I would sing a note, and then I would match that pitch with my lips. And then I would combine it, creating a fuzzy bass sound. And then I can harmonize with my voice, creating a power chord. I could even just sing whatever I want on top of my lips. And I can combine it with Chris's drums. Kind of like that.
What does it mean, Chris, that you are going to become a cultural ambassador? What does that mean to be a cultural ambassador?
It's a huge honor, you know. I'm a first-generation American. I'm Filipino-American. I grew up in New York City. Hip-hop is a culture that I'm part of. And jazz was a huge part of my upbringing, you know. I played saxophone, and Coltrane changed my life. I remember the first time I heard Love Supreme. It just blew my brain up. And then all my friends were incredible beatboxers, and I fell in love with beatboxing kind of at the same time. So I've kind of just followed the love for that, and being a representative of that culture, especially being from New York and bringing that overseas, is like a dream come true.
You guys teach beatboxing workshops, teaching people the fundamentals of beatboxing. Can you teach me a fundamental?
Yeah, sure. So, Celeste, give me a word that starts with the letter B.
Bread.
Okay, so repeat after me. Bread.
Bread.
Fantastic. Now emphasize the B in bread.
Bread.
Now take out the red and just with your voice and your lips, buh.
Buh.
Nice. Now take out the and just go. Oh, that sounds really
good.
That's
nice.
Repeat after me. Fantastic. So that's your kick drum, right? So here's your second sound. Give me a sound that word that starts with the letter T.
Table.
So repeat after me. Table.
Table.
Emphasize the T.
Table.
Nice. Take out the able and just go ta.
Ta.
Now take out the and just go t. Nice. That's crispy.
Yeah.
Nice. That's, so obviously that's your hi-hat sound, right? So let's do one more. Give me a word that starts with the letter K.
Krispy Kreme.
Oh my gosh, nobody's
ever. Two K's in that
Krispy
one.
Krispy Kreme. Okay, so repeat after me. Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme.
Emphasize the K in Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme.
Just go K.
K.
Nice. Now take out the and just go K. K. Yeah. Now we're going to put all three of those together and just repeat after me. Super simple. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm screwing it up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yay.
So, yeah.
Congratulations. You're a beatboxer now.
You're all officially right. One of us.
One of us.
So you guys don't just, I mean, I've heard a lot of beatboxers like doing a beatbox version of popular tunes, but you guys also make your own songs. I want to hear a little bit of one of them. This is a song called Roll with the Beat from 2018.
With the B, flow with the B.
What is the difference for you guys as artists in a challenge between writing something of your own that was made for beatboxing as opposed to adapting a song that was not made to be performed by beatboxers?
I don't know if we see a distinction so much anymore, if that makes sense. We're just trying to make moments and music.
Yeah, we each play a certain role within the group. There's five of us, and so we treat it like it's a normal band, you know. Chris usually takes the drums. I'll take the harmonies, the melodies. Kenny would take the higher melodies, like the main ones. Amit would take more percussive elements, and Neil would do like really deep sub basses. And with all those frequencies combined, we have a track, you know, we have a song.
Before I let you go, Gene,
yes.
It seems a little ironic that two people who both say they developed these skills because they were alone so much and isolated so much have now purposely made your career be involved with as many people as possible, but are now being sent out around the world to make connections with other people.
Right.
Yes.
Just kind of go with the flow and then here you are. Yeah.
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 Who knew?
Yeah, we didn't.
We didn't.
You know what's funny? Like when I remember, so shout out to my very near and dear friend, Johnny Buffalo. I'll never forget this day. He was like, so we should make a beatbox group. We can get together and we can rehearse and we can do gigs and all this stuff. And I looked at him and I was like, that's a horrible, horrible idea. Nobody's going to be on time. Everybody's like, we're not professional enough yet. And I don't think there's a career in this. at the time, I just finished college and I was a music teacher. And I was like, I just wanted to pay off my bills and pay my rent and stuff. But I was completely wrong because I was watching all of my friends in front of me. They were doing it. But now I'm beatboxing. Fun fact, I got let go from my teaching job because I was beatboxing too much.
And it's like a, it's like now you can go back to that school and say the U.S. government told me to beatbox.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's pretty thrilling, and it's nice to know that you guys are out there representing the U.S. around the world. I appreciate your service. Chris Solis and Jean Shinazaki are members of the group The Beatbox House. Chris, Jean, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And happy travels.
Hello, NPR. This is Chris Solis and Jimmy Shinazaki of The Beatbox House, and you are listening to Here and Now.